Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. It's good to be back with you. As you know, the big story going on right now, the discussion about the Democrat ticket is now complete with the addition of Kamala Harris. I have to tell you, honestly, I find it profoundly underwhelming. In fact, what I'm picking up from a number of people who are on the Democrat side, there's a lot of disappointment here. In the very least, I don't see excitement. You can certainly correct me if you are seeing something different. And we will discuss this further. They will have their first appearance, their first live appearance today together in my former home state of Delaware. So it'll be interesting to see how the dynamics of this play out and how well Kamala Harris is able to prop up Joe Biden. The other big story, our ongoing concern about the coronavirus. And we're going to talk about a couple of places with some interesting news on the subject. And I say this because there has been a sense of constancy with these two locations for different reasons. One of them is Sweden. Let me just say at the outset, I think I've made this very clear from the beginning. Once I saw a pattern developing a few weeks into our concern about the coronavirus, I pretty much came to the conclusion this is going to have to run its course. I had this conversation with a friend of mine just yesterday evening. He was singing the praises of several politicians who, honestly, I would not be singing the praises of no matter what, aside from their handling of this crisis. But the point I was making, my friend, was I don't think there is a, quote, correct way to manage this. I don't think there's a textbook that can accurately and in a scientific way, somebody can say this is the right thing to do. I think there are different approaches, and they may all be okay. We aren't going to know until after the fact. So what's happening first with Sweden? Sweden is a country, we've discussed this a number of times the past few months, never shut down schools, never shut down their economy. They did not restrict individual freedoms to nearly the degree seen in the U.S. and much of Europe. And just days ago, we learned that their often derided approach of not locking down may have paid off in the long run. 10 million people in this country, 82,972 infections, 5,766 deaths. And as I mentioned, they never shut down schools or the economy. No restrictions on freedoms like we've seen here and in Europe. In fact, leaders in that country faced a drumbeat of international condemnation as deaths curved upward from April through June. The curve finally flattened in July. Daily deaths fell to the low 30s in mid-June, and they've been in the single digits since July 20th. In April, their epidemiologist, Anders Tegnell, explained to Nature magazine, Sweden started from the understanding that COVID-19 is not a disease that can be stopped or eradicated until a working vaccine is produced, and that widespread lockdowns would be incompatible with Swedish laws, which are mostly based on voluntary measures, on individual responsibility. Imagine that. Here's what Tegnell had to say. Isn't this what I've been saying to you folks for weeks now? Close down, lock down, closing borders, nothing has a historical scientific basis in my view. We've looked at a number of European Union countries to see whether they've published any analysis of the effects of these measures before they were started, and we saw almost none. Notably, Tegnell also acknowledged that Sweden underestimated the issues at care homes and how the measures would be applied. We should have controlled this more thoroughly. This was the same error infamously made in New York, suggesting that Sweden's overall early outlook was disproportionately impacted by nursing home deaths. This is probably one of the easiest lessons that we could all learn. Sweden did not implement a draconian lockdown, nor did its general population suffer terrible infection rates, though they were accused of committing active euthanasia on elderly coronavirus patients. There were all kinds of accusations leveled. One nurse claiming people suffocated, horrible to watch. One patient asked me what I was giving him when I gave him the morphine injection, and I lied to him. Many died before this time. It was very difficult. Regarding medical facilities, the Scandinavian country's approach was to keep hospital intensive care units from being overwhelmed with elderly patients who had a low chance of surviving, and thus keep them open for younger people should a surge in the virus occur. Such a surge did not happen. And sadly, and this is part of the lesson I think we ought to pay attention to from an economic standpoint about government health care, elderly people were denied access to unused facilities. They told us we shouldn't send anyone in the hospital, even if they may be 65 and have many years to live. We were told not to send them. Those suspected to have COVID-19 were quickly placed on palliative care, given morphine, and denied supplementary oxygen and intravenous fluids and nutrition. Folks, this is why you don't do government health care. If the government is the only entity controlling healthcare, and they decide, they make the decision, well, we're just not going to treat this category of people, you're done. This was a death sentence. And this figure is a lot like what we're seeing in this country. 48.9% of deaths were care home residents. Overall, though, the condemnation has been over Sweden's non-lockdown overall strategy. And truthfully, that aspect of this has paid off. It appears to have benefited the country medically and economically. While the country's second quarter GDP dropped 8.6%, it still fared much better than others. And their declines in Europe, like Spain, 18.5%, Portugal, 14.1%, France, 13.8%, Germany, 10%, and overall, the European Union, 11.9%. So, a couple of lessons to learn from Sweden. And I hope we learned the big one about avoiding government health care. Much more on this as we continue.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A couple of places on the globe that have received a lot of attention. Sweden's been one of them. They've received a lot of condemnation. Not so much for their healthcare rationing, but for their decision not to shut down. It seems to have paid off. New Zealand, we've mentioned this country before. They've reached an amazing milestone, 100 days since the last case of community transmission of COVID-19. 100 days. The total number of cases right now in New Zealand, 23. All in managed isolation. 23. It's been 100 days since the last COVID-19 case was found locally from an unknown source. As you might expect, the leadership there encouraging caution. It's not the time for boasting, the time for being reckless. Dr. Bloomfield, Ashley Bloomfield, the Director General of Health, saying this is a great milestone, but we cannot be complacent. We've seen overseas how quickly the virus can reemerge and spread in places where it was previously under control. We need to be prepared to quickly stamp out any future cases in New Zealand, urging people to continue seeking advice from their doctors if they've had any symptoms and follow their own movements. One of the other things they're doing, managing the borders very carefully. Border management. New Zealand has hit the 100-day mark because we've had such good systems, good clinical teams. We listen to the science. Confidence in our systems, confidence in our procedures and processes. The teams that are working hard every single day. The airport, maritime borders, border controls, quarantine facilities all across the system, all working to make sure New Zealand stays safe. And this is a testament to that. So a couple of positive stories. Really two very different approaches, but both with some very positive news to report. Here's another interesting study, and I think this is very timely in light of the fact that so many of us are paying attention to what's happening with schools. Decisions are being made daily about what to do about school. One of the largest studies in the world on coronavirus in schools, carried out in 100 institutions in the UK, will confirm there is very little evidence the virus is transmitted there. Professor Russell Viner, president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health, a member of the government advisory group SAGE, said a new study that has been done in UK schools confirms very little evidence the virus is transmitted in schools. This is some of the largest data you will find on schools anywhere. Britain has done very well in terms of thinking of collecting data in schools. Here is a study. Here is science, folks. And no matter what panic and fear, panic porn you see cultivated by the media and other places, there just is no firm data to indicate that reopening schools would be problematic. So it'll be interesting to see. As people boast about their commitment to science, how much attention will they pay to this science? Will this be taken very seriously? As you know, I've been away for a few days and have had not the opportunity to address the president's response to the expiration of benefits for unemployment. We're already, almost 2 weeks in from the expiration of the supplemental unemployment benefit of $600. So the president, recognizing there was no agreement that was anywhere close to being worked out with Democrats, decided, I'll just do executive orders. I want to make clear again, I'm not a fan of these kinds of actions in general. I really am not. It's tragic that you have people who play political games, and this is exactly what the Democrats are doing here. And they will play them as long as they think they can profit politically. I think the president has done what he feels he's had to do to try to alleviate some of the suffering. Bypassing Congress, signing executive orders, providing coronavirus relief. Extending unemployment benefits, suspending payroll taxes, offering protection for student loan relief and from evictions. All of these things with executive orders. So instead of that $600 that was provided before for unemployment benefits, that number is down to $400. The question now is, how long will it take for this money to make it into the system? One of the orders would also offer a payroll tax holiday until the end of the year for Americans earning less than $100,000 a year. And the president's promise to make those payroll cuts permanent if he's reelected in November. He said, if I win, I may extend and terminate. In other words, I'll extend it beyond the year, the end of the year, and terminate the tax. Two other executive orders relate to eviction protections and student loan relief. There are those out there questioning the legality of this. We'll see if there's any action to try to stop it. The president confident he's going to prevail. I guess maybe they'll bring legal actions. Maybe they won't. But they won't win, the president's saying. What are your thoughts on this? Is this the right way to go? We would love to get your perspective on this. And as always, you are welcome to call in or text in, whichever is your preference. It is very easy to do. Even a caveman can do it. Yeah, right. Had to borrow that line. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-928-1110, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Let's go out to our friend Gerald in Cowpens. Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good to hear your voice again, bud. Hey, Vince, I've washed enough worm guts off my hand in the river so I could eat a sandwich, so I feel like I'm pretty safe from the coronavirus.
Oh, that's pretty disgusting. Oh, my goodness. Say goodnight, Gerald. Thanks a lot for your call. You know, that was one of the very unpleasant things, especially as a kid. How many of you, you know, went fishing and, you know, you're inevitably, if you're putting worms on hooks, I mean, you're going to get some stuff on your hands. Then later on, you got lunch. I mean, this is before the days of hand sanitizer. All you can do is rinse your hand off in the pond or lake or whatever it is. Isn't it amazing how many things we did? Seriously, how many things we did before the advent of hand sanitizers? These are relatively new inventions, folks, and we've done quite well up to now. Go figure. Coming up, we will talk about Kamala Harris. Get your thoughts on whether this is a good pick or a bad pick, or will it make any difference at all? Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over on the text line, Vince, the difference between us and Sweden might be the level of stupid in each of the countries. For the general younger active population, it works. But the idea of government making healthcare decisions for me and my wife, we are in our 70s. We would be expendable, which is somewhat happening today. If we just accepted doctors' actions, one must push to get today's medical system to do the full job. Personal experience recently. Wow. So much for New Zealand. 4 new cases yesterday puts the capital on lockdown. This person asking, are your kids going to school or are they homeschooled? Actually, they have been going to school, and the school where they go, which is a charter school, it's going to be virtual attendance again. That's where the leadership of that school has landed for right now. I totally agree with you on the executive order. That said, legislators, both Democrat and Republican, have again proved to be unable to do the one thing I thought they were good at, overspending. Isn't this hilarious? They do work together very well to overspend. And in this case, for whatever reason, they can't even agree how much to overspend. And this person saying, I hope they take Trump to court over orders so everyone can see who is playing political games. Well, it's probably going to happen at some point. Let's go out to a call from Fred in Flat Rock. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Mr. Coakley. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Before I get to my topic that I called about, let me address Congress and the President and say thank you very much for allowing me by giving me money that is already mine that you stole from me to start with. So thank you very much for that. You know, but my wife is a retired educator. And she has said for years that that 20 to 30, maybe even as high as 35% of the kids in most classes, not all, but most classes, literally sit there with their finger up their bottom and get promoted to the next level without actually ever really trying, because they're fighting with parents to, you can't hold my Johnny back, or the school districts want the money that they would get by Johnny being promoted. Well, she said she's almost glad that this virus has hit to some degree, because now everybody's realizing that that 20 to 30% sitting on their butt is there, and everybody's ignored them for all these years. And like she said, there's only three groups of kids in any school. Those that are going to learn regardless, no matter what you do, they're going to strive to learn. The second group is the ones that the parents, and with some intimidation from teachers and administration, are going to learn. And then the third group that just sits on their hands waiting on this day to be over, and the highlight of their day is lunch.
And she said, hey, you forgot recess.
Yeah, but recess means they actually have to do something. So
that's right.
You don't have to do
that. Means exerting energy. Oh,
right.
I am so naive. I missed that.
But she was just telling the reality. I mean, that's coming from an educator. And she said, for years, we have been told to promote these kids, or these kids were just promoted because of a combination of things, the tax money, the fact that teacher don't want to put up with Johnny next year, and she's terrified she's going to get him again.
Yep, you know, so just send him on. Get him out of here.
Just get him out of here. And yeah, this virus is causing that reality to be seen in the public
yep,
eye.
I hear you. And you have another point you're wanting to make.
Well, while I got you on the phone, I think you're doing an outstanding job. And
thank you.
Again, congratulations to John Moore and Bo Thompson for making Pat's Show number one in the Carolinas.
Okay. Absolutely awesome. I'm sure they absolutely appreciate that. You are absolutely hilarious. Fred, very much appreciate your call this morning. Let's go out to Keith in Oakboro. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, sir. My comment is based on the stimulus package that the Democrats have proposed for, what, $3.5 trillion?
Yes.
I have something that I think would be good for McConnell to propose and pay the Democrats every penny that they want. And
okay.
That's to offer a line item veto to the president going forward.
The only problem is that's going to get shot down again by the Supreme Court. Do you remember that happened years ago? We tried the line item veto, and Supreme Court ruled it was unconstitutional.
I didn't know that. Had Congress already approved that?
They did, and unfortunately it went down the drain. So the only way you can change that is with a constitutional amendment. So it's a good try, but we're not going to succeed with that one, Keith.
Don't give them the money then.
Hey, I'm with you, which is why the president is standing his ground right now, which, frankly, I don't blame him in the least bit. Let's go out to Joe in Cornelius. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Vince. How's everything going, my friend?
All right, sir.
You're sounding like the president of the United States, Vince Copley, the president.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. God help the country.
My question is, why don't they let Durham go ahead and bring this stuff out about when Trump, before he was elected, and what the Democrats did? I kind of wonder, why won't they let Durham come on and bring out what he knows?
Well, you're talking about the investigation of the investigation, right, that led up to the impeachment process. And there are different schools of thought on this as to whether it's a good idea to do this before or after the election, or whether it should just be done when it's ready. You know, and it's altogether possible this is going to happen before the election. So do you think it's going to make a difference one way or the other?
I really believe it would make a little difference to what, not because of the election, but it, I mean, it was over, they were saying, and he was guilty of certain things, and they've been proven not so. But anyway, that's the way I look at it. And one last question. Are they still working on that stimulus package for the people?
To my knowledge, I'm not aware of any conversations going on, Joe. It's very much a standstill right now, which is why the president issued these executive orders. Appreciate your call. You reach a point where you just don't have time for people who are just jacking around, because that's exactly what's going on here. I've been working extra hard on civility, and it's really challenging. You know, when you see Chuck Schumer and you see Nancy Pelosi, frankly, these two are, they are despicable politicians. They really are. And it's unfortunate that they come from places where they are apparently approved of. This is what people want. So there you go. God help us. Coming up, we will talk more about Kamala Harris. Is this going to be a net positive for Joe Biden? Will it be enough to push him over the top in November? We'll talk about it coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Is now putting the numbers like this. Biden favored to win the election. Simulating the election 40,000 times to see who wins most often. The sample of 100 outcomes comes out with 71 in 100 chance for Joe Biden. 29 in 100 chance for Donald Trump. So, here we have Kamala Harris pushed to the front of the line. Joe Biden announcing he's chosen the California senator to be his running mate. The announcement made in a text message to supporters yesterday. Big news, he says. I've chosen Kamala Harris as my running mate. Together with you, we're going to beat Trump. Isn't that exciting? The two will make their first appearance together today at an event in my former state. Exciting, Wilmington, Delaware. Ooh, ah. Speaking of the White House, the president brought back one of his favorite insults from the 2016 campaign, calling Harris nasty. Oh, boy. She was very nasty. One of the reasons surprised me, she was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She was very disrespectful to Joe Biden, and it's hard to pick somebody that's that disrespectful. Well, he did. President also recalling her treatment of his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Back in 2018, during his confirmation hearing, she was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh. You see a theme here, nasty? Judge Kavanaugh, then now Justice Kavanaugh. The president adding, I won't forget that soon. Harris had pressed Kavanaugh about sexual misconduct allegations leveled at him dating back to high school and college. Other potential candidates who had been considered for the role immediately praised Biden's choice. Former U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice calling Harris a tenacious and trailblazing leader who will make a great partner on the campaign trail, adding, she's confident Biden-Harris will prove to be a winning ticket. Isn't that just wonderful? Representative Val Demings, who had also been vetted, said in a statement, Harris's selection was a historic moment for the country. For a little girl who grew up poor, black and female in the South to be considered during this process has been an historic honor. I feel so blessed. By the way, since we may as well go ahead and jump into the fray. In fact, I just saw this post from a friend of mine. Where is that post? There it is, from Andre. Here's what he posted yesterday, making reference to this choice. Well, there's a couple of posts. Well, here's one of them. I think my Facebook is diverse. Some are celebrating Harris on the ticket. Others are planning for four more years of The Apprentice. By the way, this guy's clearly a Democrat. I'll tell you that much. Here's his other post, more interesting. This is getting ready to get messy. Biden just selected Senator Harris as his running mate. I'm waiting for black America to say she isn't a black woman. Her father's Jamaican, her mother Indian. Although Senator Harris identifies as black. This is getting ready to get interesting. Yes, it is. And we have another story about this that we have pulled, which we will get to probably after the break. What else do we have here? Former President Barack Obama saying Harris is more than prepared for the job, and that his former vice president nailed this decision. Isn't that wonderful? The president adding, by choosing Senator Kamala Harris as America's next vice president, he's underscored his own judgment and character. Reality shows us that these attributes are not optional to president. They're requirements of the job. Now Joe has an ideal partner to help him tackle the very real challenges America faces right now and in the years ahead. Jim Clyburn from South Carolina, whose endorsement of Biden before the South Carolina primary was crucial to his win, said he was very pleased Harris was selected. Today is one more chapter in this country living out its true creed that all men, and in this instance, women, are created equal. Those of us who have been battling for years now trying to get this country forward toward a more perfect union are very, very pleased with today. Harris, widely seen as an early favorite for the position even before the vetting started, the only black woman serving in the Senate. Biden's historic announcement means Harris is also the first black woman to be selected as a major party's vice presidential candidate. Now, during the final weeks of the vetting process, reports surfaced some Biden campaign staffers and members of the vetting committee were concerned about Harris's past attacks against Biden during the presidential debates. A top contender in the early stages, Harris caught Biden off guard during the first presidential debate last June when she challenged Biden on his civil rights record, attacking his past stance on busing, as well as his friendly recollections of having worked with noted segregationists in Congress. But when Harris dropped her own bid for the nomination in December, Biden told CBS News he didn't hold those attacks against her. I'm not good at keeping hard feelings. Yeah. And here's another important element. Harris, a prodigious fundraiser for Biden since endorsing him in early March, holding several virtual events and fundraisers for the presumptive Democratic nominee, each netting at least $1 million for the campaign. So there you go. What do you think? Is this going to prove to be a good choice? Or will this be a bust? Therese, can you cover this in about 15 seconds out of Fountain Inn? Are you there, Therese? We are completely out of time. Yeah. We'll have to hold you through the break. Got to be ready to jump right in. So we'll try it after the break. And we'll go to a story that talks about her background. Boy, it's pretty interesting what we found, especially in light of the current racial atmosphere. Stay with us. We'll discuss it coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.